consider. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Here. Went to Shabbos, Parshas Yisroel. Shabbos Matan Torah. Matan Torah, as we sit here comfortably in a comfortable shul and comfortable chairs and table. But look at Matan Torah. Vayhi vayoyim ha-shlishi. What was the scene at Matan Torah? V'yoyis ha-boyker. V'yikoylois u-brokim. There was koylois, there was noise, and brokim, and lightning, and thunder, and lightning, von and kovel ha-har, v'kol shofer chazak, v'yin, a very strong kol shofer. V'yechra kolom, it was so much coming at them, they trembled. V'har sine oshem kule, it was a fire. Sheyor le'alov Hashem be'esh. V'yechra kol ha-har, the whole mountain was shaking. V'kol shofer ha-ilu chazak, v'yin. V'schanon, the Torah even goes further as to what the scene, setting the scene, and what the reaction of Klal Yisrael was to this scene. Yoimer she'amartof le'Hashem alekecha b'chayriv. What was it like? Har boyer be'esh ad leiv ha'shamayim. The fire went up to the skies. Choshech onam v'arofel. V'adaber she'alech v'toich ha'esh. So this wondrous sight is not just a historical fact, but rather mamish achiv upon us. What does that mean? The Ramban says on the pasuk in Vayeschanan, "Rak hishom elocha shmor nafshecha ma'oid." Now listen to the pasuk: "Rak hishom elocha ushmor nafshecha ma'oid." Be very careful. Pentishkach es advarim, that you should not forget the words. The things that happen, the shero einecha, pen yusur malabav, should go away from your heart. Kol yimei chayecha. And now is it enough that you have to remember it? You have to ensure that vaydatan levonecha levnei vonecha, tell your children and your grandchildren, yoyimei shamadata levnei Hashem alekecha b'chayr of the day of Matan Torah. So all of a sudden, the whole scene that the Torah shows us and displays in such vivid way is not merely historical perspective, but it's something that we need to remember. The Ramban makes it a binding halacha. Zok the Ramban, lefi daiti mitzvas loisas. It is a loisas in the Torah. And the Ramban not only is pirush and chumash, but the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and as Asogas on the Rambam adds that he holds it's one of tayag mitzvahs. Mamish an isser, a mitzvah and an isser. Hizir by ma'id. You must remember. Where did this all come from? You may not forget what happened there. Hakoylois, alapidim, the noise, the fires, as kvoidev, as godly, the greatness and the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, udvor sheshamato shemitoich ha'esh. And now that you know it, Taidia, let others know. Levonecha, your children, levnevnecha, your grandchildren. Why? What's this all about? Upirus shatam ki Hashem osa maimaru. Why did the Rebbeinu Shel make this maimer? The Rebbeinu Shel could have simply given a shir. After all, we say every morning, Hamelamed Teira Lama Yisrael. Same Birkas HaTeira. Rebbeinu Shel is the Rebbe. Without a siyat d'shmai, a person can't know how to learn. You need siyat d'shmai to be able to be koyled, to absorb Teira. Rabbi Shem could have given the shiur of shiurim, kolat terakulat, the guns klal Yisrael. Would have been a simple maisa. There's no fire going on here. There's no loud booming noise. You have to go to chasanah to hear that. And it's very nice. It's calm. Why couldn't that happen? Why was maimed har Sinai different? Zok the Ramban, Hashem osa maimed ahu. The Rabbi Shem made the maimed as such. Kidei shetilmadu liyira oisei kolat yomim. You should know to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. You should teach your children. That's why. And he goes on, and Meirich in this, and he says, if Torah would have come simply, then people could rise up against it and say, never, never happened, could deny it. But when this happens to such a maimed, and we all saw it, and we're going to tell our children, it's emes beloy savi, you do these words in the Rambam as well, Because we're not going to tell our children, their children tell their children, and nobody will have any doubt this is true. And the Mela, we will know, and will be Nishrash, will be rooted in our hearts, the truth of Maimon Har Sinai. So Ramban says that we have an obligation to remember our Sinai. And if you open a Siddur, the end of the Siddur is Sheish Schiris, and one of the Schiris is to remember Maimon Har Sinai. To remember Maimon Har Sinai, according to Ramban, it's a mitzvah chiyuv. Now, when are we mekayim the schiyuv l'maisa? If you say Sheish Schiris at the end of davening, wonderful, wonderful. But if you don't, where can you be mekayim this mitzvah? Ramban makes it a mitzvah. Loises a mitzvah say as well. Well, how are we going to mekayim this? The Tur helps us out. The Tur in Simen Mem Zayin Halachas of Birkas HaTorah says, brings down the nuschois and different brachas of Birkas HaTorah, and then he says, Oyd Yesh Bracha Cheres Al HaTorah. There's another bracha here after the main brachas. Meaning, what is the Tur saying? You already made a bracha on Limud HaTorah. Last of the Vesar, you made your mitzvah, you made your bracha already. You made your bracha on the Torah. What's left? There's a bracha cheres. Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam asher bachabonu mikol ha'am nosalos terosei baruch atah Hashem noisan ha'Torah. What is all that? So l'chayr, what the Torah is asking in his very short words, where does this bracha make? You made a bracha already. What's the point of this new bracha? This extra bracha? So the Torah, Yechaven bebirchosa, you should think when you make this bracha, al maimid har Sinai asher bochabonu mikolayv de galilim. You should be thinking asher bochabonu, this is it, this is going to be the key of that Ramban's chiv. You should be thinking that the Rabbeinu shel olam by maimid har Sinai, by that tremendous maimid, that stand of Kol Yisrael in front of har Sinai and the burning fires, in the mountain Bayer Adlev HaShamayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom was Beicharas Mikola Amim, the Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai, and brought us close to him at Har Sinai, Vishmionu Dvarav Mitoicha Eish, and told us and spoke to us from the fire, Venosalonis Terosi Akadosha, Shehi Beis Chayenu Kleichem Dosai, Shemstashe Boy Becholion. So the Tur explains that Asher Bochabonu is the key of this inyan, remembering Maimed Har Sinai. And the Bach explains this point that we said, that what was bothering the Tur is, what's the point of this bracha? He already said a bracha on the Torah. And he answers that this bracha, Zok the Bach, this bracha is Einoi Haido, Einoi Kiyim Haido, V'Shabach, Amashenosun Leiterosoi, Mitoich Eish. And he goes weiter and keeps mentioning this inyan of the fire. Don't forget what it was like. He shomelecha and brings on the psukim and the meschanon. And the rabbi spoke mitaycha eish, lefira tzorach, lecham brachazu. An inyan, the Bach tells us, is also an inyan of haidah. Not only are we remembering Hamayim at Har Sinai, we're remembering to thank Kadosh Baruch for this wonderful present that Kadosh Baruch gave us, that we are different, as we said tonight in davening. Atach and Antonu, Mikolo Amim, and we said in Avdolah, just like a person understands, when there's light, there's dark. It's two different. It's two different situations completely. Somebody's in the light, somebody's in the dark. Nobody appreciates being in the dark too long. You want the light. Ben Yisrael la'amim being compared. Ben Or la'chayshech. Ben Yisrael la'amim. Same type of idea. Ben Yisrael is the Or of Torah, and the Amim is flounder in the darkness. And the Bach goes on and is all about this inyan of this inyan mitoicha eish. What is this nekuda so much of the eish? What's this all about? We have to talk a lot about the inyan of the fire. Poshup shad. As we said earlier in the Ramban, by having this inyan of the fire, having this great mind, let me give you an example. They say the Chavetz Chaim said over that there was an older man who was in his 90s. And in his 90s, how strong is one's mind to remember details? One's 90s starts, at that point one feels, a person should be blessed, Be'ez Hashem, should the cups of Arbitin, but Elmais is not the same in the 90s. Chavetz Chaim said, but he knows an old man in his 90s who remembers when a very, I don't know if it was the king or the Tsar of Russia or the king of the local area came through town riding on a white horse. It was a beautiful spectacle, and the music playing, and the entire parade, and he remembers every nekuda, every prat, every detail, vividly. What's the pshat? They say the Chofetz Chaim is talking about himself. That when you do something in spectacular fashion, at a young age, you'll always remember it. You'll never forget it. You'll never let go. The Rabbeinu Shlomo made Maimed Har Sinai Mitoicha Eish. We can't forget it. We couldn't forget the Jews at the time. They couldn't forget it. It was in their mind all the time. We see things all the time. Interesting things. We hear good things. We go to Hashmuz. Interesting things. We had a murder the Hashmuz of Shal Shudas tonight. Here, it comes. It dissipates. It's out. And we're on to the next time. The next try. And we should continuously try. Never give up. But if something is done in spectacular fashion, it's a spectacle. It's something out of the ordinary. That makes an impression, a roishim upon us that we never forget it. And not only that, it's so important as we give it over to our children. Our children say it over to the other children, to their children. They say, the Zaydu, your Zaydu, remember that time. Anybody who spoke to us, Zaydu. There's sometimes a grandparent remembers something spectacular, whether it was a terrible thing or the wonderful thing. You speak to Holocaust survivors. There's things of that made a rush on them that children, grandchildren, way after, they don't even know or hardly know their grandparents or great-grandparents. They're still discussing, oh, the Zayda, when they crashed through the gates and liberated them, the American tank rolled in. They remember it. It's a spectacle. They remember it. And they gave it over to read. Generations later, they're still talking about what the grandparent, the great-grandparent witnessed. That's Maimon Har Sinai. We gave it over in such a way. It was such a spectacular vision that our children gave it over in the same way. And the grandchildren gave it over in the same way. And every door has been given over the same way. The moment we lessen the spectacle, there's less impetus to give it over. You don't have that drive to give it over. It's not such a spectacle. But if we keep remembering what this was Eish, the world shook, then we'll continue to give it over the right way. Because it made such a ration on us. How important the difference between a Sairus, just stam, an awakening, or a spectacle, a roishim adar, a strong impression, like our maimon har sinai teches. I think one can see in a gemara in Zvachim, the difference between the goyim and us. The goyim who were around at Matan Torah, they also felt something spectacular, something extraordinary. What happened? Kshenit na Torah lishol, gemara in Zvachim, kufta zayim. Hayakoyle, hoylech misayf, hoylat sayf, there was noise in the entire world. They were gripped by terror. Behechalein, in their own palaces. Vamru Shira. They started saying Shira. They knew this comes from the Rabbanim Shalom. There's no other kayach in the world that can do this. They started saying Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu. They have covet to Hashem. Shenemar ubehechalei kulei oimer covet. You say this Friday night. Say the Torah. Niskaptu kula meitze bilam arosha. There was a wise man among the goyim, Bilam Arosh, and they went to him. They said, "What's going on?" I'm really makol amoyin hashishamanu. What's going on? Shema mabul baylam. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Rachmana litzlan. It was in the news recently, right? People thought that there's a nuclear explosion coming. Can you imagine Rachmana litzlan being in the oilam when you get the news, get an alert? You know, oilam does probably enough text, but you hear from somebody else in the mikveh, because in the mikveh you know everything. In the mikveh, nice, you hear that, you know what? There's a nuclear explosion. Rachman al son coming in the next half hour. We don't know where to turn first. Obviously, Yid's going to start saying vidu and do tshuva and be ready. It's over, right? Can you imagine the goyim are gripped in terror and they thinking the mabul bola oilam. They know the history of the mabul. The flood's coming to the world. It's going to wipe the entire world. It's over. Shema mabul bola. They hear the noise. Mabul bola. It's over. Then what's going to happen? What does Bilam tell them? You think Hashem lemabul yoshav, as we say in davening? No, don't worry. Yeshav Hashem melech ha'olam. The Rabbeinu Shlom said there's never going to be another mabul. You have nothing to worry about. They said maybe a mabul shel eish, a mabul shemaim, not maybe a mabul shel eish. No, ain't a mashkus kol bas. You have nothing to worry about. So what is this all about? We're hearing this noise. We're gripped with terror. Chem de toiva yesh le beis ginozov. Shezignuza loy tat kad ayin doiris. Kashmir, there's this Torah that's been set aside. Ubikesh Litnavanov, the Rabbanim Shlom is about to give the Torah right now to Klal Yisrael. Shem Hashem Oislam Ayite. Mat Paschal Mar Shem Yivarch Amir Vashalim. Seid Gesund. Shem Yivarch Amir Vashalim. Oh, Seid Gesund. Let's have a safe world. What's the epilogue? Nothing. They walked away. Can you imagine that? They walked away. Minutes before, the world's coming to an end. Imagine people that were minutes before thought a nuclear bomb was heading their way. But more importantly, the minutes after they found that it's not coming their way, what are they doing? That's more important. What they're doing beforehand, not negay, it wasn't even real. What are they doing afterwards? Did they become a bigger mensch? Did they become more erlich? Did they become more karev to Rebbeim Shem, recognized? As the goyim says, no atheist in a foxhole, right? That's an expression that comes from World War I, where they dug themselves in foxholes. Everybody knew. Say there are two sides shooting. They were just across a ditch. One shooting another. World War I is a very ragged and cruel method of fighting. They're shooting, and then one hears the other scream, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinah, Shema Chod. The other one lays down his rifle and embraces him. Ich bin Eichad Yid. He was fighting, drafted by one army, he's drafted by the opposing army. He didn't come, the last second, Shema Yisrael. There's no atheist in a foxhole. Comes the danger, everybody realizes the Rabbi Shalom, have to embrace the Rabbi Shalom and do tshuva. But what is a person afterwards? The goyim afterwards, Hashem Yevarech es Amei Vashalem, Zayt Gesund. Vayishma Yisrael, Ma Shoma. Matan Torah, according to one man d'amr. He hears all these nissen that are going on. Shal Yisrael before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. Yisrael hears things. It makes a reish when he stays. That's why we needed a maimed of Eish. The goyim heard terrible noises, but they weren't at the maimed of Eish. We're at the maimed of Eish. That's not an impression that you can say afterwards, okay, it happened, now let's move on. There's no moving on from that. That's a vision that stays in one's mind forever. One's mind forever, mamish. And therefore, we need to get that over to our children in the same way that we felt b'shas matan Torah. And if we give that over to our children, their children will give that over to their children because they know how important that was. And they saw how the Zayda was shaking when he said it. They'll continue to give that over and give it over and give it over and give it over all the way, all those days till Mashiach comes. That's the inyan of matan Torah. That's why matan Torah had to be dafka given like this in such a fiery manner that it should last forever. This is something that has to last forever. And another pshat, why it had to be in fire. As we see over here from the Ramban and the Tur and the Bach, so much of memorizing this and keeping this in our memory, current in our memory, has to do with the fiery vision. The vision of this fire burning and seeing it. There's another point to this fire. A few Yidden, they say, I believe from Minneapolis, came through Shmuel Birnbaum, the Mir Shiva, and they were trying to put together a Maisid, and they were having a lot of obstacles thrown their way. And there seems to have been a lot of Hisnagdus, a lot of people that weren't looking for these Maisids to be open, Maisis HaTorah, and bringing Yiddishkeit back to the city. And they asked Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, is this worth it? It's taking so much out of us, and it's going to involve uphill battle and pushing against others and against other forces. Should we be doing this? And Shmuel Birnbaum pulls out a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, the famous Gemara in Peches, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took, v'yisyatzu v'tachtis ha'or, they stood at the bottom of the mountain, which at the bottom of the mountains up the Gemara, Omer Avidom Dimi Barachama Barachosim Melamed Shekofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Zahar Kigigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain like a barrel, held it over the head like a barrel. The Marsha says, you fit into the inside of it, so you're completely surrounded by this barrel, by this mountain. You're in the hollow of the mountain. V'omelem. And the Rebbe Shem said, Matem Mekab Matar Mutav, you take the Torah, fine. V'omlav, Shom Tev Karasim, you're going to be buried. Pachab Chod. Fred Taisa Poshet Kasha. They said, Nasif Nishma, who needs this? They said, Nasif Nishma, really. Famous Kasha. Medrash has his Kasha. Taisa, Abshka. Emphor Taisa, Shema, Yuchayzrim, Kishiyiru Ha'esha Daila, Shiyotza Nishmasim. The fire that they saw was so frightening, they actually died, according to Chazal. And they needed Tchias HaMeisim. The spectacle was even a bigger spectacle than we thought. Yotzer Neshmosen, they actually died in Yitzchis HaMeisim. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu made this fire. So maybe the Yidden are going to be so frightened. They say, oh, this is not for us. We don't want this. We don't want this. So the bunch had to force them. They wanted it. Nasiv and Ishma, they'll pull back. Frank of Shmuel Birnbaum, to these fine Yidden that came to him. If that's the problem, stop the fireworks and the Nasiv and Ishma will last. You don't need cover. Who needs to be Mishana the Tevah? Pull up a mountain, hold it over their head, and frighten them and push them into something. and let them have an excuse. The Gemara says, Maidar Rabbala Rais, we had an excuse all the way till Purim, that we didn't have to keep the Torah because it was forced upon us. Stop the fireworks, and they won't have to be so frightened. They won't have to die Nitris and Mesim. And the Nasim and Ishma will work. Well, who needs more than that? Nasim and Ishma will be fine. I shall be my master. That Lamaisa, as we said before, a teretz to this kasha, by using the Ramban and the Tur and the Bach, we needed it because we needed this spectacle to be in our minds forever, and we should give it over so vividly it will remain in our children, our descendants' minds forever. Rosh Shmuel Birman told him different shot. He told them, and got very animated. He told them, Torah, to build Torah, can only be with fire. You want Rabbi to take away the fire? Then it's not Torah anymore. Torah needs fire. Without fire, it's not Torah. Torah has to be with fire. You're asking, is it so difficult, it's an uphill battle. It's with fire you build Torah. It's with fire you have Torah. It's with fire you receive Torah. It has to be with fire. And the Emes Advarim is somewhat of a raya to his words. Perhaps one can say, the Gemara Chagiga about Elisha ben Abuya, when Nebuch went off to Derech, a great Tanav, then he went off to Derech, ended up being the Rebbe of Rameir. Tysus over there brings a Yushalmi. And Yushalmi paints the scene of the bris of Elisha ben Avuya. Avuya Avi Hoy Migdail Yushalayim. He was from the Chashav Yidden in Yushalayim, Avuya. And in the day of the bris, he called all Gedail Yushalayim to come. And they sat in the home. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua were on one side. And Doylem was there. Doylem started to eat and drink, as soon as bris. And eventually it was Leibedix, Shachoshviyid, Avu, you make your bris. They were singing, Sharon, Metachin, they're clapping their hands. Umarakhtim, they got up to dance. Givaldi. Omri, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua said to each other, Adilan, Askaim, Bedido, they're busy with their things. Nasi, Bedido, let's be busy with our things. Yoshu, Venis, Ask me the return. They sat and learned. You're the Eishman of Shamayim. A fire came down from Shamayim. The keepers and surrounded them. Omri, Avuya. Abba govern my bosomless rabbi. Rabbonim, you coming to burn my house down? That's this fire is not to burn your house. Yashmaino, we're just pleasantly sitting. We're learning kol haTorah over here. The things got so happy with simcha. The real Torah, undiluted, was as happy like the day it was given to Har Sinai. Loi be'esh nitnu, wasn't given to fire. So, Krabaran, a person learns, you really learn. You are close and you bring back the whole mind at Har Sinai. Because this Har Sinai was in fire, your learning brings the fire. That's what you're learning. If you're learning the way what Maimon Har Sinai was, the more you learn the way you're supposed to learn, the more you mimic the Maimon Har Sinai, you actually bring a fire. Rabbi Lezer Shua were actually able to duplicate Maimon Har Sinai. A real fire came down. A real fire. This is Reb Shmuel's word. A fire. Torah has to be with fire. I don't know if we'll be able to bring a physical fire down when we learn. But the feeling, the intensity of Torah, that inner fire everybody can bring to the table. That inner fire, that's what's needed for Torah. The emes, that inner fire is so important. The Gemara says over here in Shabbos, Peches HaMeveis, when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shamayim, the Malachim said, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael, Ma Yilud Yishu Beinenu, what is this human being doing here? He came to take the Torah. This Torah that's been here for 974 generations before Bria's Olam, now you're going to give it to a human being. Leave your glory in the heavens. And Moshe had to answer them. And Moshe answered them, did you go down to Pari Mitzrayim? Do you have questions of Avodah Zarah? Do you do malacha that you need Shabbos? Do you have business that you need loisisa when to make a false oath? Kabbos, do you have parents? Have kabbos avicha, ritzicha, niyav, geneva? Do you have kinah? Do you have jealousy between you? Have a yetzahara? You have no shaykhus. And Rabbi Shlomo, he's right. What was going on here? What are the malachim thinking? The malachim were thinking, Zokta Beis HaLevi, they wanted, okay, Of course, practical mitzvahs are by the Yidden. It's not shaykh. This level, practical mitzvah is not shaykh to us. But the ownership of Torah should still stay here. It shouldn't be that Torah la b'shamayim here. The Torah is not in the heavens. And when Tamir Chacham paskin ashayla, that becomes halacha. When Ramesha paskin ashayla, Vayasha paskin ashayla, that became the halacha in shamayim. It shouldn't be like that. The Malachim said we want to hold on to ownership of the Torah. It shouldn't be given away to human beings. We want to hold on to the ownership of the Torah. What's the answer? What's the answer? How does the answer reflect this issue? They wanted ownership. My Rishiva of Double Salvation, Zayin Gazun, said over us the following story to illustrate what the Teretz of the Gemara is. He said, there was once an Asifa in Russia. Rabbanim and Askanim came together, one of the many gzeiros that the Russians were imposing. And there, one of the gdolim that were there was Rabbi Eliyahu Kartinger. He was a Talmid Yisrael Salanta, a gadol mamish. He earned his parnasa because he had an easy sort of cushy job in a bank given to him by a yid, Mr. Feinberg, who was a big askin. And he was a gadol batayr. And at the meeting, they said, the rabbanim, they're going to make a special vad, a group, a select group, to deal with the points that they put out and they made in their meeting, how to deal with this new decree from the government. They'll have an active committee to work on it. Fine. Mr. Feinberg raises his hand, says he wants to volunteer for the committee. Rabbi Eliyahu Kartinger says, no, you can't be there. And this is his benefactor. Gadol's not frightened of anything. If it's emes, it's emes. So he says, why not? You don't trust me. He says, I trust you implicitly. Whatever the rabbanim tell you to do, you'll do because you'll listen. But let me tell you something. There was once a wealthy man, and he had a safe. And in that safe, he put his silver. And within the safe, he had another safe. And in that inner safe, he put his gold. And in that safe, he had a third safe. And that he put his precious heirlooms, the jewels of the family. And one day, a poor man comes to him with some silver spoons, maybe silver plated. And he says to him, I know you have a safe. And you have an inner safe. Can you put my things in your innermost safe? The wealthy man looks at this, hopefully not with too much disdain. And he says, you know, this isn't even worth the silver I have in my first safe, the outside safe. But if you want, I'll put it whatever you want, no problem. Want me to do a chesed? I'll put it in my innermost safe. And the poor man says, no thanks, I'll take it. He takes it and starts to walk away. And the poor man says, what? I'm asking him to do it. He says, if you don't have a feel for it, it's worthless, your shmira. If you don't have feel for it, then what you put it even in the safe is not going to help me. You have to feel for it. Well, Yo Kartinger said, it's not enough that you're listening. You have to yourself have a feel for it. If you have an intensity of feeling of mitzvahs and Torah and shmiras and Torah, then everything will work. But if you don't have that feeling yourself, your shmira is not going to help us. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu to the Malachim, we have feelings. We go through ups and downs. We go through our kinna. We have Yetzirah. And then we do a mitzvah, the intensity of a mitzvah, going through the nisyonos and coming out, the highs and the lows, and coming out doing a mitzvah. That feeling that we have, you can't capture that feeling. You can't be the one to say what the halacha should be. Only we human beings that have these emotions and can feel a longing for a mitzvah, an intensity for a mitzvah, go through a nisyon and come through it. We are the ones who can be kaveh what the Torah is. The ash involved is the ash of the intensity of Torah that every yid has to have. It's not enough to be makabel the Torah. You need that inner ash. We might not get to Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua's ash and have a fire around us and circle us in the Beis Medrash. But we can have an inner ash and have an intense Torah. It's not just relax and put your legs up on a mattress and take a big cup of soda. You can do that. That'll help. Person if he can lay down and learn, but the intensity of understanding what Torah is, that's incumbent upon us. But let's go further back to this tour in the Bach. We say, "Asher Bach Abonu Mikol Amin." What's the Bach Abonu? The Bach Abonu. The Bach talked about choosing us, bring us close to Har Sinai, giving us this awesome maimed, this spectacle at the age. And it's Haidah of the Bach. We thank Hashem for choosing us. Now, obviously, there's a tremendous chus that we had. Hashem chose us just to bring us to Har Sinai. We're going to say Pesach. It's coming soon. Ilu kervonu fli Har Sinai dayenu. The kiruv alone, my Har Sinai alone was enough. Why? That fills us with Yerushalayim forever. Just the maimed itself, seeing the eish, bayir, aleva shamayim. The eish itself, as we said, that's going to keep us true to Torah forever, for Torah, Torah, if we give that over the way it's supposed to be given over. But where else do we see this simple asher bochar bonu in everyday Torah? Where is the asher bochar bonu? Just stum in Torah. So it seems, of course, asher bochar bonu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Asher bochar bonu mikolam v'nosan lanu es Torah. So he gave us the Torah. But it's not so simple. Because we all know the Gemara. That the Gemara says, Haifiyah mahar ponu, Basim irvus kodesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to all the other nations and offered them as well. The Gemara beginning of Avodah Zarah, the Beis HaMebeis, B'Yeser Bir, Barichus and Mechilta here, Barichus and Sifri and Eschana. Kosh Baruch Hu went to all the different nations and he had all shmuz with them and he offered them the Torah. And he went to Esav and Esav said, Mak Sidba, and the Kosh Baruch Hu says, Lay Sirzach, and they said, we're a nation of sword. We're a nation of violence. We can't take that away from us. Not Negev. He went to Amanamayev. What is it? What's written there? Lysinov. We're a nation built upon Neof and Znus, the father to a daughter. That's not for us. Went to Yishmael, Maksiba, Lysignov. We have Peraodom. He's in the field stealing. Not for us. And each nation went. And each nation asked the obvious question, what's in this? Before we take this, what's in this? And each question hit their vulnerable point, and they couldn't accept the Torah. So where's Asher Bochar Bonu? Where's Asher Bochar Bonu? They all got the same choice. Where's Asher Bochar Bonu? The Magid, the Beis Yosef was Zoycha B'Soyf Yom, of a Magid and a Malach who spoke to him. They wrote him, a sefer was written of the conversation between this Magid and the Beis Yosef. Story 500 years ago, and this Magid, it's called the same, it's called Magid Meshor. The Magid asks this Kasha, but he's Medayik from this very same Gemara, the answer. The Goyim are going to complain when Mashiach comes, that's not fair. What's not fair? Because Kosh Baruch Hu says, I promised you, I gave you a shot at it. And you said no. But Klum, the Goyim are going to say, Klum Kafiso Leinu Har Kigigis? You didn't give us the Har Kigigis. You didn't turn the mountain over. Now the obvious answer is, of course not. We said Nasa v'Nishma. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be nice and give them another chance. And of course, we know the Gemara is going to tell us, and they're going to fail that test as well. So it comes out, where is Asher Bochar Bonu? A Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us something extra. It was Kofa Aleinu Harkiz. A Kodesh Baruch Hu did us a favor. And he threatened us and put the mountain over us like a barrel that we should be forced to accept it. And that was the biggest favor because we wanted to accept it. But we had issues, as Tyson brings down. Other before Shema, different Pshatim. We needed that extra kfiyah. That's the Asher Bochar Bonu. That's where Hashem chose us. But L'chayr, if one thinks about this, maybe that too is unfair. Because after all, the Goyim really wanted it, maybe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu dissuaded them. We, on the other hand, never bothered to ask. Is that because we were just foolish, chas v'shalom to say, and we just accepted it blindly? Or there's something to this? And more than that, what if we would have accepted, what if we would have been told something vulnerable? What if we said, no lashon hara? What, would we have been in trouble? What would happen then? Let's get back to the Goyim. The Goyim have all kinds of excuses here. Ritzicha, geneva, niv. L'chayra, we're talking about the Torah here. Much before Kabbalah Satir, long time before this, hundreds of years before this, Noach was given Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Some of them came from Adam Arishan. In Sheva Mitzvah Noach is Ritzicha and Geneva and Znos. So what's the Goyim's issue over here? What are the Goyim saying? They're anyway Chayiv. They're any Chayiv in Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach. What are they saying? What are they saying they can't do it? It's something you have to do. And besides the fact, did you ever hear, even by Goyim, a country, an area that doesn't have rules? Otherwise you're in a jungle. Every place has its rules. It might be corrupt, and it might be inefficient or unfair rules, or corrupt rules. But there's always rules. Who doesn't have rules? What is there? Shailir. How can there be rules? What's a shailir? What are they saying? But the pshat is, there's a great difference between the halachas of the Torah and the halachas of Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. at the end of this week's parsha, after the Aseres HaDibros, we're on a high after Matan Torah, and the Baal Korah reads the Matan Torah, the whole Olam stands, and as a somewhat of a feeling grips the Olam, and then when we're finishing the parsha after Matan Torah, what's the end of the parsha? We're holding already by Maftir. We're holding by Maftir. There's just a few psukim left. How do we leave the parsha Matan Torah? Few halachas. Lo yisasun iti elehei chesef elehei zov lo yisasu lochem. What is this? What is this lo yisasu? What is this? Avodah Zarah. We just spoke about the Aseres HaDibros. What is this? Zok Rashi. What it's talking about is elehei chesef. Don't make silver gods. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to make the kruvim of gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Don't make them out of silver. You make them out of silver, they're avodah zarah. Elehei zov. Zok Rashi, the mitzvah to make two kruvim out of gold. You make four, avodah zarah. A prat. Mizbach adoma tasali. In mizbach avonim tasali. Loi sibnesem gozes. Ki charbach enaf lovet chalel. Don't use metal in the building of the mizbeach. Why, Zok Rashi? Mizbeach stands for Sholem. Metal is a sword. It stands for Shvichas Dam. The opposite of Sholem, shedding of blood. One cannot touch the other. The Mizbeach is a Meirich. It's a Mekatzer. The Mizbeach lengthens people's lives. It shortens people's lives. They can't come together. And Rashi at the end says, Akal v'chaymer, if this is Madach stones that don't care, and because they are involved in the Sholem process by being a Mizbeach, they can't have metal touch them. Somebody who's Matos Sholem, and Ishlishtim, and Shmach, and Shmach, and Lechaber, and Laskama Kama, that he will be protected. Then we find, and the Parsha, Leisala, B'malis, and Mizri, don't step up on steps to the Mizbeach. What's it talking about over here? You should make a ramp up to the Mizbeach. Why? Because when the Kayan walks there and he spreads, taking a step on going up steps, it's not sneers. It's too much space between the legs. So it's also, it's not at sneers. Leisigola ervoscha olav. Ervoscha olav. Yeah, when you widen your steps, there's no gila rais mamish. He's wearing clothes anyway. The Kayan's wearing clothing. Dali has to wear clothing. He can't do the avoido. It's already a minik bezoin. That's bezoin for sure. This is what we end Matan Torah with. The opposite is true. When we understand Ritzicha, Poshipshat, Ritzicha, like a goyim sends Ritzicha to murder somebody. Of course, B'nai Esav knew the law that a country has to be murdered. But they said, what does the Torah say about this murder? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what murder is? Murder is so delicate an issue, you may not even take a sword and touch the Mizbeach with it. Because it's so vite, it's so distant from Ayira, Teredika, mind's thoughts, you can't even touch a Mizbeach with that metal. That's what murder means. And of course, we know many more examples. We know more, so many more examples. It's like he killed him. And he shouldn't be mavaza somebody, better he should fall into a fire. So Taisis, it seems, this belongs in the list of Yad Vayavar. There's a Tshuvim bin Yitzi and a Paisik that wonders La Halacha. Wonders La Halacha. Maybe it should be Yad Vayavar. It should be Yad Vayavar, this Halacha. Claire's Halacha. Murder. Murder. Embarrassing somebody in public. Murder. Yeah. That entire law, that means murder. That means murder. Amin Emoiv, want to know about Arayas. Arayas, yes. Arayas means that if you widen your step and you go not but sneeze, that's Gila Arayas. Gila, that's Gila Arayas. Azoy Vait, that's how far sneeze is going to go. Sashaych does, that's Gila Arayas. Avodah Zarah. Goyim can't do Avodah Zarah. Fine, they won't bow to an idol. Avodah Zarah. You know what Avodah Zarah means? That even when you're finally making something, an image for the Rabbi Yisrael, that doesn't mean it's a god. But you're making in the Kodesh Kodesh, you make one little detail, different. Gold to silver, four to two, instead of two. Avodah Zarah. And how much more? Kol HaKoyis, Kilo Avodah Zarah. Somebody gets angry, he's Avodah Zarah. There's so many examples. About Gaiva, He's leaving no room for the Rabbi Shalom. Like he pushed away Rabbi Shalom. He's like, oh, Rabbi Shalom. There's nobody left in the world. There's no Rabbi Shalom. Oh, boy, that's what this Avodah Zarah means. That's too much. The definition for a goy who has to do Sheva Mitzvah and Noyach, and for us who have to be Mekayim the Torah, is Mizrach Lamayim. The Seif is the Chazal tell us that the goyim didn't even do the Zayim Mitzvah and Noyach. Once they weren't worried, they didn't want to do it B'Shleimus, they ended up they didn't do it at all. Our job is to do it B'Shleimus, not Stam. That's what the Torah means. That's what's going on. Shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us. Not just Stam, not to be a murderer. In a Torah Dekaifin. That's the challenge. The Mela of an Emes, it's not shayach for somebody to be makabel. Consciously, to start thinking of all the details in the complicated halachas, dalachelke shachan aruch, and that's only the mitzvahs negeb, is manzman azeb, Mashiach comes so much more. It's almost impossible one to think, how am I going to do all this? How am I going to even know all about this? If we start thinking about it detail by detail, there's no way we could be makabalit. That was our secret. Instead of saying what's written in it, and we'll tuck and not be able to do it, we said something consciously. We said, Rabbi Nishlom, we want something else. We don't want to know it's in it because we won't be able to do it. We want something else. We just want to do it. Nasav and Ishma. The moment they said that, they were mekabel the Torah and whatever's in it. They had a merdik siat deshmaya, the lake with Mashgiach, Rav Matisyo. So Zayin Gesund came here and said this over b'shem his Rebbe, Rav Leib Lapian, the gates of Reshiva, that this was the secret. The moment they said Nasav and Nishma, that siat deshmaya, now they can talk and do everything. Now a yid can do it all. Now you could, if you start dissecting it, it seems hard, but you should just know one thing. We were at Maimon Har Sinai. We said Nasav and Nishma, we can do it. We can do it all. We can do it. Why? Because the moment we are mekabel the Torah, we are amat Torah, asher b'chabonim mikol ha'amim, we can do anything we want now. We have siyat d'shamayu, we could be mekayim the entire Torah. That's the secret of Kabbalah Satayu. And that's what a non-practicing person can understand. A person that Stuki said to Rava, as he saw Rava sitting on his finger and causing it to bleed and not noticing it, he said, you wild people, you said Nasir Nishma, you didn't even know what you're doing. No, that you to you it looks wild. That's the secret of our success. By saying Nasav and Ishma, not worrying and wondering what's in it, that's how we were zeichet to be mekabel the entire Torah, and that's the secret how we'll be mekayim the entire Torah, Be'ez Hashem, and how we can and nobody else can. Dafka, because we're mekabel, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi gila rozel lebone. How did the Yidden figure this out? How did they get this secret? This is the secret. The secret of Siyat Tishmai is be mekabel. Just want to do it. Have a rutz. Have a rutz to be tired there. Have a rutz to be part of the Torah. The rest the Kadosh Baruch will do for you. The rest Siyat Nishmaya. The rest the Rebbeinu will take care of. Don't worry, Rebbeinu will take care of it. You just have to want. You have to want Torah. How do you have to want Torah? You have to remember the Torah. Remember Maimed Har Sinai, the fire. And you can be fired. They can Kabbalah Satayr Be'ez Hashem. Our Kabbalah Satayr of Parshas Yisrael, you should stand for us the entire year. Our Torah of fire, our Torah of Cheshek, our Torah of Rotzen, our Torah of beauty, our Torah that we're Mekabel and Mekayim Be'ez Hashem. We should be Zeicha with Kabbalah Satayr to the other Shofar of that aisle, which will be Shofar Shel Mashiach B'mehera B'Yameinu. Amen.